our episodes deal
from
with
This American Life and WBEZ Chicago. It's serious.
Like
one story told week by week.
Please contact
I'm
the
Sarah
local crisis center.
For the last year, I've spent every working day trying to figure out where a high school kid was.
But when an 18-year-old girl disappeared from Barrenjoey Road, this paradise changed forever.
Do you listen to true crime podcasts?
I do.
Absolutely. I find it very intriguing.
So I don't really want to listen to people being killed.
Sometimes I think it's about people believing the unbelievable. It's a bit of a curiosity on how terrible people can be.
People have always been fascinated by true crime. So it's not, you know, this kind of new phenomenon. The only difference is that the platform has changed.
National Chief Correspondent for The Australian, Hedley Thomas, is behind the most successful Australian true crime podcast ever, The Teacher's Pet. It won him his second Gold Walkley Award investigating the disappearance of Lynette Dawson. He says there are a couple of reasons he thinks women in particular are fans of true crime.
Women are more fascinated than men, I believe. And I think that's because women feel more vulnerable to crime than men. By listening to true crime podcasts, perhaps they are also giving themselves some skills, information, helping to prepare for the unlikely assault or worse.
Dr. Michelle Noon is a criminologist and psychologist at RMIT Melbourne. She says there is evidence to back this up.
A lot of true crime content does tend to focus on women's experiences of victimisation. The people who tend to engage that tend to be women and younger women. And there is some evidence to suggest that part of this is because it's very distinct from young women's own experiences of crime.
Dr. Noon says women using podcasts as a serial killer repellent can be harmful.
Often the strategies are ineffective, they increase anxiety. You know, for any of us to sort of come up with strategies to stop being, you know, victims of serial killers is probably not a good use of our time and energy and likely to have an impact on our mental and physical health and engagement in communities.
She says this creates the wrong idea of who is really at danger.
Ask your average person on the street who's most likely to be victim of crime, they will say to you that it's women when that's not actually the case. Men are much higher risk of being victims of crime in our community on the street and they're victims of other men, so that's who should worry about walking home from a pub late at night. It's a man, not a woman, what we know from the data.
I used to listen to them, but then I realised I don't enjoy taking
my main thing about them is I find it interesting that people think they're going to get away with what they're planning. So if a husband thinks he can get away with murdering his wife, how on earth does he think he's going to get
away
with that?
Case file. I find the anonymous man very captivating and they do some good stories.
Stephanie Smith is a case manager at the WA Department of Communities and a former senior constable. She says people love the unexplainable.
Because it's so far removed from people's general lives. It's about feeling a bit like they might make them more aware and safer if they know about other people's stories and what's happened, so it might make them feel a bit safer.
She says true crime podcasts can provide new leads and help reopen cold cases.
I think people who may have known something previously may feel safer now to speak out due to either the persons involved in the crime being dead or because there are more safety measures in place to protect witnesses now.
I asked Stephanie if she thinks podcasts can inspire copycats.
Most people who would commit some of those really violent crimes, they don't want to be the same as someone else. They want to be clever or meet their own desires so they aren't thinking of others.
Did you kill Belinda Peasley?
The demand of producing weekly episodes was a lot of pressure for the Teacher's Pet creator, Hedley Thomas, but he says was worth it.
It's really hard to switch off, Bella, and I don't think I ever really did switch off during it. My wife would confirm that, and, you know, it became all-consuming, but that was necessary to sort of get it done.
He says he was obsessed with pushing himself to tell the story as best he could.
I went through a bit of a roller coaster. You know, you feel sad at times, very sad. You, I think, feel frustrated at times. You're tired all the time. There, lots of concerns jump up around, you know, different parts of the story and unrelated things that impact on the story. So you've got a lot of balls in the air.
Bella Kitchen, Western Independent.
The Teacher's Pet. The update is brought to you by the Australian.
I'm Ruby Jones, and in this season of
Unravelled,
I'm going to investigate what happened to Trudy Adams.
She was driving past
the murder scene in 1918. She said she saw a